With SDPB Radio News, I'm Chris Loffrey. A South Dakota Supreme Court ruling says a woman who drove the wrong way on the interstate and caused a fatal crash cannot withdraw her guilty plea. Officials say Tammy Kvasnicka had a blood alcohol level above the legal limit in July of 2010. She drove the wrong way on I-229 in Sioux Falls and crashed into another car, killing one of the passengers. South Dakota Attorney General Marty Jackley says Kvasnicka was convicted in her initial trial, but the state Supreme Court overturned the ruling and granted her a new trial. The second time, Jackley says Kvasnicka pleaded guilty to manslaughter and vehicular battery.
Later, she wanted another trial, saying that she couldn't really remember those events of the accident. South Dakota Supreme Court concluded that the concept of misrepresenting matters to the trial court does not support a appropriate reason or a fair reason to withdraw a guilty plea. And so her conviction and sentence of that 37.5 years and the restitution of approximately $120,000 will stand.
Jackley says sometimes people can withdraw their guilty pleas, but the high court says this is not one of those circumstances. A group designed to work on revisions for expanding Medicaid in South Dakota is about to work on the state legislature. The Coalition of Health Representatives and state and tribal leaders met yesterday. Governor Dennis Dugard says he approves of expanding eligibility for about 50,000 South Dakotans, but the governor says the state's share of the cost needs to be covered by savings. Dugard's senior advisor, Kim Malsom-Risden, says the federal government's answer could come in February. She says members of the group are now getting ready to work with state lawmakers since expansion of the Medicaid program is a difficult topic. Your South Dakota weather forecast says cloudy tonight. In the south, snow becoming likely. Chance at snow elsewhere. Lows in the mid-teens west to near 30 in the far southeast. Cloudy tomorrow. Snow likely in the far west and south with highs in the mid-20s to near 30 in the southeast to the lower 20s elsewhere.